Commencement speeches can be very inspiring. They should be very inspiring.
That's the whole point.
Yep. It's 99.7 EJX. However, this is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do.
Yeah, so it's not uncommon for commencement speakers to mention AI. Now, in the news, there have been a lot of reports that AI is taking jobs and doing all sorts of things with the job market,
uh-huh.
and that can be daunting,
yes.
right? Even during the U of L commencement speech, the Pinterest CEO talked about AI, but also talked about the fact that when he was graduating back in like 2001, the same reports, not AI, but like the job market was bad. And his speech focused on kind of rising above and finding a way. And you guys are smart and you can do it, right?
And humans always win.
Right.
Don't let the robots win.
Well,
something like that.
At the University of Central Florida, this setting the bar straight, if you can manage to make it through the day without causing all the grads to boo you.
No.
Then you're doing okay. That happened when Gloria Caulfield started saying that AI is the next industrial revolution.
The rise of artificial intelligence is the next industrial revolution.
Yes,
yeah,
you struck a chord.
Okay.
So,
why don't you just say good luck with your degree, because you're not going to have a job anywhere because AI's taking it all. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Yeah, So she did not win the students over by saying that, and
never really fully recovered there.
She did get some cheers.
AI was not a factor in our lives.
Yay! We remember that. We liked it.
Yes, there was.
It was a cheers for the right reason.
Yeah, exactly.
She wasn't winning them back. So the caption on the video says, expecting students bankrupted by their education to celebrate the very thing that will make their degree worthless is the final boss of tone deaf. Wow.
That's a bit harsh.
It is pretty harsh.
But I will say, know your audience. Yes, know your audience. There was a way to tackle mentioning AI without making them feel
like it was
there was no
hope
and no
yes.
future. Yes, exactly. I will point to, again, Bill Reedy from the U of L's commencement speech. I only mentioned him a couple times because I was literally there.
Yeah.
And he was saying that, look, AI, yes, it's a thing that we have to deal with, but you guys are smart and humans are great and we find a way and we evolve and we do all this stuff. And so, yeah, there is a way to make commencement speeches very inspiring.
And
Gloria did not do that.
Basically insinuating AI was taking over is not the way.
Right.
Not
so again,
the way
setting the
to
bar.
Inspire
if you
students.
Manage to make it through the day without causing the grads to boo you when they should be cheering, then you're doing okay.
Okay.
That's your setting the bar story on 99.7 EJX.